Welcome to the Automated Daily, Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 24th, 2024, and we're diving into the latest and most impactful stories from around the globe. Starting off with a significant policy change, the Federal Trade Commission has enacted a new rule that effectively bans non-compete agreements across the United States. This move is aimed at fostering competition and enhancing workers' freedom to switch jobs, innovate, and kickstart new ventures. It's projected that this rule will not only boost business formation by 2.7% annually, but also increase workers' earnings and reduce healthcare costs. While existing non-competes for senior executives will remain, the majority will see these constraints lifted, marking a major shift in employment law. In the realm of healthcare, a groundbreaking study published in Nature Sustainability introduces a new cancer detection method combining dried sera spots with advanced mass spectrometric techniques. This cost-effective approach is particularly promising for developing countries, offering a new tool in the fight against diseases like gastric and colorectal cancers. The technique not only promises more precise diagnostics, but also paves the way for more sustainable healthcare solutions. Turning to public health, World Immunization Week 2024 emphasizes the critical role of vaccines in safeguarding children against infectious diseases. Key vaccines like MMR, polio, DTaP, HIB, and hepatitis B are spotlighted for their vital role in preventing severe illnesses and ensuring healthy futures for the younger population. In tech news, Tesla is gearing up to launch a new ride-hailing app that supports its upcoming robo-taxi service. This innovative platform will feature user-friendly options such as climate control and music selection, with Elon Musk describing the service as a hybrid of Airbnb and Uber. This development could significantly alter the landscape of urban transportation. On the academic front, Columbia University has been the scene of intense protests and administrative challenges. The university's president took decisive action against pro-Palestinian demonstrators, leading to arrests and a broader debate about free speech and leadership on campus. In a legal update, the U.S. Justice Department has finalized a substantial settlement with victims of Larry Nassar, addressing the FBI's previous mishandling of sexual assault allegations. This settlement is part of broader efforts to provide justice and support to the survivors of Nassar's abuse. From the legislative corridors of the European Parliament, a new directive mandates large companies to minimize their impact on human rights and the environment. This due diligence requirement is a significant step towards more ethical and sustainable business practices across the continent. In a heartwarming development from Pakistan, Sheikh Umar Farooq has created software to produce affordable Braille books, particularly in science and technology, enhancing educational opportunities for the visually impaired. On the international stage, tensions are rising at the United Nations Security Council between the United States and Russia over the issue of nuclear weapons in space. This dispute highlights ongoing concerns about arms control and the militarization of outer space. Lastly, in a scientific breakthrough, researchers have developed a new tool for mapping neuromodulators in the brain, offering insights that could lead to better understanding and treatment of various cognitive disorders. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you found today's insights enlightening, and we look forward to bringing you more top news tomorrow. Stay informed and stay connected.